Good evening. Tonight's broadcast contains language that some among the culturally retentive uptights might find offensive. If that doesn't bother you, stay tuned. If that does bother you, I beg you to stay tuned.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Happy birthday to you!
Blow out the candles, son.
Dude, come on. Love my girl. She looking good. Come on. One more.
Five.
Across the floor with a flower in your hand, trying to tell me no one understands. Trading your hours for a handful of dimes. Gonna make it, baby, in our prime. Cut together one more time.
Together in the mountains and
The Doors, 5-1. When we open with that song, that means one of three things. Number one, Jim Morrison is back from the dead. Number two, the revolution has started. Or number three, it's Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine's birthday. If you paid attention to our opening collage, you know the answer to that. Yes, for some reason, Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine is beginning its eighth year here at GetThePointRadio.com. Did you know, by the way, that that's America's true pop culture channel? I think you did. This is something miraculous because I, Mike Gold, have never been known to hold a thought for 7 full years. So I was thinking, what are we going to do for our anniversary show this year? What do people usually do? Well, on TV, they usually do a clip show. Great moments from the past. And you'd think after 7 full years, we'd be able to dig up 2 hours worth of great clips. Not really. We're a music show. We're a rock and roll show. We're a rock and blues show. We're a kick-ass rock and blues show. So what are we going to do? We are going to play tonight for you a selection of Weird Sounds' greatest hits. This is not an album you can go out to a record store and buy, not just because there are no more record stores, but because the album doesn't exist. You have to listen to Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. Lucky for you, that's exactly what you're doing. So we're going to play just mind-fucking music that you hear on this show. Rock, blues, a little country, some satire, some psychobilly. Yeah, exactly. A 2-hour collection of that feel-good music that they pipe into the death chamber when they're about to drop the gas pellets. Starting off with this.
With your We'll be right back. that night, cutie, call the care bar.
Baby, don't do it.
She left her east side room so drab.
Baby, don't do it.
She went out on the town. No one will make her love from. Someone's gonna make you pay your fare. The cab was racing through the night.
Baby, don't do it.
His eyes in the mirror keeping Judy in sight.
Baby, don't do it.
When he saw Judy, it gave him a thrill. Don't you know, baby? Curves can kill.
Death cab for cutie. Death cab for cutie.
Someone's gonna make you pay your fare. Slipping, sliding down a highway 31.
Baby, don't do it.
The traffic lights change from green to red. They try to solve, but they both wound up dead.
Death cab for cutie. Death cab for cutie.
Someone's gonna make you pay your fare. Someone's gonna make you pay your fare.
Someone's gonna make
you pay your fare. Someone's gonna make you pay your
spill it all over the stage. Would it satisfy you? Would K-A-H. If I could win, if I could sing a love song so divine, would it be enough for your cheating heart if I broke down and cried? If I cry, yeah, yeah. I said, I know it's only rock and roll, but I like it. I know it's only rock and roll, but I like it, like it. Yes, I do. I really, 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 really do. Hey! Go, slave ship out for cotton. A glass of wine in her hand, I knew she would meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, you might find you get what you need.
Al's Lederhosen's on a little too tight. Grace Slick and Paul Kantner opened the set with Silver Spoon. Hope you weren't planning on having dinner right away. Then we went on to the Hoosh Marianne with the shaky hand, what they've done to the man, those shaky hands. Joan Jett followed with, Do You Wanna Touch Me? We're getting a little salacious here on Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. Well, it's a happy birthday for us all. Someone's gonna make us pay our fare. That's gonna be the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. Death Cab for Cutie. Followed by George Harrison with his backup band, The Beatles. A little bit of a political comment there. It's the time for it. And that time, of course, is Weird Sounds time. That was Piggies and we closed. Since we had the Beatles, it makes sense to go over to the Rolling Stones. But we don't do anything that makes sense here, so we went to Weird Al Yankovic for the Hot Rocks Polka. Our next set, it's going to be a little cynical. Go figure. You'll hear all about it in about, 10 seconds.
Mike, go!
Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine.
Get the point, radio.
I changed the lock on my front door so you can't see me anymore. Can't come inside my house, and you can't lie down on my couch. I changed the lock on my front door. And I changed the number on my phone, so you can't call me up at home. And you can't say those things to me that make me fall down on my knees. I changed the number on my phone. Change the kind of car I drive so you can't see me when I go by. And you can't chase me up the street, and you can't knock me over my feet. I change the kind of car I drive. The kind of clothes I wear so you can't find me anywhere. You can't spot me in a crowd, and you can't call my name out loud. I changed the kind of clothes I wear. I changed the tracks underneath the train so you can't find me ever again. And you can't trace my path, and you can't hear me laugh. And honey, I'm laughing all the time. So you can't follow me down, and you can't touch me like before, and you can't make me want you more. I changed the name of this town. I changed the lock on my front door. I changed the number on my phone. I changed the kind of car I drive. I changed the kind of clothes I wear. I changed the tracks underneath the train. I changed the name of this town. I changed the name of this town. I changed the name of this town. Oh! Yeah! It's a great way!
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Ha-ha. Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see
I was a billboard. a peaceful oasis. You got it, you got it. This was a Pizza Hut, now it's all covered with daisies. You got it, you got it. I miss the honky-tonks, Dairy Queens, and 7-Elevens. You got it, you got it. And as things fell apart, nobody paid much attention.
As sweet a young child as you'd find. Her parents had gone to their final reward, leaving their baby behind. Did you hear? This poor little child was only 9 years of age when mother and dad went away. Still she bravely worked at the one thing she knew to earn her few pennies a day. She made artificial flowers, flowers for ladies of fashion to wear. She made artificial flowers, you know those artificial flowers, fashion from Annie's despair. With paper and shears, with some wire and wax, she made up each tulip and mum. As snowflakes drifted into her tenement room, her baby little fingers grew numb from making artificial flowers, those artificial flowers. Flowers for ladies of high fashion to wear. She made artificial flowers, made from Annie's despair. They found little Annie all covered with ice, still clutching her poor frozen shears. Amidst all the blossoms she had fashioned by hand, watered with all her young tears. There must be a heaven where little Annie can play in heavenly gardens and bowers. And instead of a halo, she'll wear around her head a garland. Flowers, flowers for ladies of society to wear. Throw away
those dum-dum flowers, fashion from Annie's. Fashion from Annie's despair.
Give her the real thing.
Cheer up, Vaughn. You know what they say.
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey.
Always look on the bright side of life.
It's quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show. Keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Come on, Brian, cheer up. It's available in the foyer. Someone's got to live as well, you know. All right, it's a lot. Let's get this place up there. He changed his mantle within 3 weeks. What do you think pays for all this rubbish? I'm going to make the money back, you know. I told him. I said to him, Bernie, I said, they'll never make that money back.
Yeah, just remember that the last laugh is on you. Ain't that the truth? We open that particular set with Tom Petty, Change the Locks. Written by Lucinda Williams, by the way. Napoleon the 14th. They're coming to take me away, haha. For some reason, PETA doesn't like that song. What a bunch of assholes. Talking Heads giving the finger to Joni Mitchell with Nothing But Flowers, followed by Bobby Darin giving the finger to all the lounge owners. That was Artificial Flowers, and we closed the set with Eric Idle's biggest hit. It was on Broadway. It's touring the world forever and ever. It's in the movies. It's a part of Monty Python. Always look at the bright side of life. Words to live by. Time for a little bit of punkabilly, huh? What's punkabilly? Well, it's for psychotics. Psychotics like you and me, and you're gonna hear a bunch of it in 12 seconds.
Mike, go!
You got me rocking and I ought to be rolling.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
Radio.
through the night. steak, eat steak, eat a big old steer. Eat steak, eat steak, do we have one beer? Eat beef, 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 it's a mighty good food. It's a great day when I'm in the mood. Cowpokes will come from the near and far when you throw a few ribeyes on the farm. Roberta Duran ate two before a fight, cause it gives a mighty man an awful lot of mighty rye. Eat steak, eat steak, eat a big old steer. Eat steak, eat steak, do we have one beer? Eat beef, eat beef, it's a mighty good food. It's a great A meal when I'm in the mood. Eat meat, filet mignon. Eat meat, eat it all day long. Eat a few T-bones till you get your fill. Eat a New York cut, hot off the grill. Eat steak, eat steak, eat a big old steer. Eat steak, eat steak, do we have one? It's a mighty good food, it's a great A meal when I'm in the mood. Eat a cow, cause it's good for you. Eat a cow, it's a thing that goes moo. Cows in the slaughterhouse yard, gotta hit them in the head, gotta hit them real hard. First you gotta clean it, then the butcher cuts it up, throws it on a scale, throws an eyeball in a cup. Saw a big brave steer standing right over there, so I rustled up a fire, did the medium rare. Barbecued his brisket, roasted his rump, fed my dog to the brave steer's hump. Eat steak, eat a big old steer. Eat steak, do we have one beer? Eat beef, eat beef, it's a mighty good food. It's a great A meal when I'm in the mood.
Everybody worried about drugs today, telling our kids just what to say. Great big problem all through the land. Gotta find ourselves a brand new plan. Put them in jail, just don't work. Just ask my brother Solomon Burke. All we gotta do is in the profit. Money is the key and we can stop it. All this killing and corruption could be gone without using a gun. Yeah, what we gotta do?
Legalize.
Yeah, what we gotta do?
Legalize.
Yeah, what we gotta do?
Legalize.
Gotta put them pushers right in the grave. All this murder and all this crime, since so many people died, making it illegal's only made it worse. It's like we got ourselves a great big curse. People think the cool cause it's our law, thinking they rebel without a cause. We gotta help the sick and the addicted, but we're killing ourselves with the new prohibition. Not the government's job to tell you what to do. Decide for yourself what's right for you. If you go too far and you get out of hand, then you take a trip down to prison land. What we gotta do?
Legalize.
Yeah, what we gotta do?
Legalize.
Yeah, what we gotta do?
Legalize.
Gotta put them pushers right in the grave. The war on drugs is gonna lose. Gotta take away the profit like we did with booze. That people couldn't buy for one tenth of the price. Wouldn't need to rob or use a knife. Gotta take the cash out of this illegal trade. Education and the lies will say. Always been people addicted to drugs. Heroin, cocaine, evil thugs. Just because some people can't handle anything doesn't mean we have to pay for their pain. Nicotine, caffeine, chainsaws, and guns. Gotta make your own regulations. Psychedelic mushrooms, good for your mind. If you're ready to use them, yeah, you ought to try them. Have the freedom, mess up your own life. Decide for yourself what's wrong and what's right. What we gotta do?
Legalize.
Hey, what we gotta do?
Legalize.
Hey, what we gotta do?
Legalize.
Gotta put them pushers right in the grave.
What we gotta do?
Legalize.
Hey, what we gotta do?
Legalize.
Oh, what we gotta do?
Legalize.
Gotta put them pushers right in the grave.
Ride it on the city of New Orleans.
Hardcore energy gets you off your feet and screws with your head. The Ramones opened covering Max Frost's The Shape of Things to Come. The MC5 followed with Kick Out the Jams. Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention with Two Count 'Em Two. Bowtie Daddy segueing right into Mother People. And that is, of course, the uncensored version, because that's the type of guys we are. We meaning all of me. I'm very skitsy. Reverend Horton Heat, Eat Steak. Yes. PETA don't like that one neither. Aren't you glad I didn't play that right after Silver Spoon? Mojo Nixon and Skid Roper gave us Legalize It. At the time we started Weird Sounds Inside the Goldmine, which was 7 full years and 1 week ago, I'm not sure how many states, if any, had legal medicinal marijuana. Now we're beginning to have states where anybody who's an adult can buy and use the stuff, saving billions of dollars in those states for schools instead of prisons. It's a good thing. Me First, Then the Gimme Gimmes covered Steve Goodman's City of New Orleans. I just discovered they're still running that train from Chicago to New Orleans through Champaign and Carbondale and all kinds of great places. Used to take that a lot. And we closed with something of a political statement from Patti Smith. I know, that's hard to imagine. That was People Have the Power. I love Patti. I love her music more than anything. But, lady, lean into a sandwich, will ya? Come on. We're going to get biblical on your ass in about 10 seconds.
Mike, go!
Weird Sounds Inside the Goldmine.
Get the point.
Wouldn't give him no clothes. He asked poor Howard, where can I go? Howard said, man, ain't but one place I know. And Sam said, tell me quick, man, I got to run. Boy, Howard just pointed with his gun and said, that way down Highway 61. I got 48 red, white, and blue shoestrings and 1,000 telephones that will not ring. Tell me, man, where I can get rid of these things. And Louis the King said, wait, let me think for a minute, son. And we said, yes, I believe it can be easily done. Just take everything down to Highway 61. Much too white. He said, come here, step into the light. He said, yeah, sure, right. Wanna tell a second mother this has been done.
Then his second mother was with the seventh son, and they were both out on Highway 61. Type of thing before, but yes, I believe it can be very easily done. Just put some reaches out in the sun and have it out on Highway 61.
Restaurant.
said goodbye and ran out in the street. When a bowling ball came down the road and knocked me off my feet. A payphone was ringing, it just about blew my mind. When I picked it up and said hello, this foot came to the line. Well, by this time I was fed up at trying to make a stab and bring it back any help for my friends to count me rare. I decided to flip a coin like either heads or tails would let me know if I should go back to the ship or back to jail. So I hopped my sailor suit and I got a coin to flip. It came up tails, it rhymes to sail, so I made it back to the ship. Well, I got back and took the pocket, taken off the mask. I was ripping into shreds when a Coast Guard boat went past. They asked me my name and I said Captain Kidd. They believed me, but they wanted to know exactly what I did. I sent for the Pope of Peru. I was employed. They let me go right away. They were very paranoid. Well, the last time I heard of Aram, he was stuck on a wheel that was married to the deputy sheriff of the jail. But the funniest thing was, when I was leaving the bay, I saw three ships sailing. They were all heading my way. Captain, what his name was and how come he didn't drive a truck. He said his name was Columbus and I just said, good luck.
Just one time. could stand inside my shoes. And just for that one moment, I could be you. Yes, I wish that for just one time, you could stand inside my shoes. You'd know
FFA. After graduation, Marianne went out looking for a bright new world. Wanda looked all around this town and all she found was Earl. Well, it wasn't 2 weeks after she got married that Wanda started getting abused. She put on dark glasses, long sleeve blouses, and makeup to cover her bruise.
That was our Vengeance is Mine segment, starting with Johnny Winter's cover of Bob Dylan's Highway 61 Revisited, followed by Taj Mahal's cover, Bob Dylan's 115th Dream, followed by Bob Dylan's cover of Bob Dylan's Positively 4th Street, clearly his tribute to Taylor Swift, he really was ahead of his time, followed by the Dixie Chicks' Goodbye Earl, It's Only Fair. And we concluded with The Fools doing the greatest, greatest song ever laid to wax, their unique version of Tom Dooley. Get your toes a-tapping. Sing along, friends. Marsha Ball's gonna show us exactly what you're likely to hear when you get off the city of New Orleans, and she will do so in 12 seconds.
Mike, go!
You got me pushing when I ought to be sure.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
I was at this carnival just a few years ago. No big deal, Ferris wheel, same old stuff, you know. And I wandered around the grounds until I found this little tent. Man outside made a speech, and this is how it went. She walks, she talks, she crawls on her belly like a reptile. It was the same old line, except for one part. He said, it don't cost no money, you got to pay with your heart.
Oh, Sheriff!
What do you do to these men?
You know the same rowdy crowd that was here last night is back again.
Well, I went inside and looked around for a seat. The lights went low and the drums played a beat. Then this girl come out dressed in a scarf and a sneeze, and she did a little dance that made me weak in the knees. She danced just like her back had no bone, while the band played a tune they called the Main Street Moan. She smiled a smile for the whole world to see. Then she turned her head and she looked straight at me. I must have jumped at least 6 feet in the air. And when I come down, that girl wasn't there.
Oh, Sharon,
what do you do to these men?
You know the same rowdy crowd that was here last night is back again.
Out come this dude with curly red hair. He had a big bushy beard and he was built like a bear. He said, you stop your shouting, there's no more to the show. And if you want to breathe right, you all better go. I didn't hang around, I headed straight for the door. But on my way out, I heard that big bear roar. Do to these men?
You know the same rowdy crowd that was here last night is back again.
Well, every night that show played, I was right there. I stayed out of the reach of that mean red bear. And it was just like the man had said in his speech at the start. When the carny left town, it took a piece of my heart. I still get a funny feeling deep down in my bones every time I hear a band play that Main Street Mall.
Oh, Sharon!
Child, what do you do to these men?
You know the same rowdy crowd that was here last night is back again.
Out of the Wilshire Hotel. He looks out a window without glass. The walls are made of cardboard. Newspapers on his feet, and his father beats him because he's too tired to beg. He's got 9 brothers and sisters. They're brought up on their knees. It's hard to run when a coat hanger beats you on the thighs. Pedro dreams of being older and killing the old man, but that's a slim chance. He's going to the boulevard. Up on the dirty boulevard, he's going out to the dirty boulevard, he's going down to the dirty boulevard. This room costs $2,000 a month. You can believe it, man, it's true. Somewhere a landlord's laughing till he wets his pants. No one dreams of being a doctor or a lawyer or anything. They dream of dealing on the dirty boulevard. Give me, you're hungry, you're tired, you're poor, I'll piss on them. That's what the statue of bigotry says. You're poor, huddled masses, let's club them to death and get it over with and just dump them on the boulevard. Get them out on the dirty boulevard. Going out to the dirty boulevard. They're going down on the dirty boulevard. Going out. It's a bright night, there's an opera at Lincoln Center. Movie stars arrive by limousine. The Klieg lights shoot up over the skyline of Manhattan, but the lights are out on the mean streets. A small kid stands by the Lincoln Tunnel. He's selling plastic roses for a buck. The traffic's backed up to 39th Street. The TV whores are calling the cops out for a suck. And back at the wheelchair, Pedro sits there dreaming. He's found a book on magic in a garbage can. He looks at the pictures and stares up at the cracked ceiling. At the count of 3, he says, I hope I can disappear and fly, fly away from this dirty boulevard. I want to fly, yeah. From the dirty boulevard, I want to fly. From the dirty boulevard, I want to fly, 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 fly. From the dirty boulevard, I wanna fly away. I wanna fly, fly, fly away. Yeah. I wanna fly, fly, fly away.
Fly, fly.
Sitting there yakking right in my face. I guess I'm gonna have to put you in your place. You know, if silence was golden, you couldn't raise a dime. Because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. You quoting figures and dropping names. You're telling stories about the dames. You're over laughing when things ain't funny. You're trying to sound like the big money. You know if talk was criminal, you'd lead a life of crime. because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. Life is short, talk is cheap. Don't be making promises that you can't keep. If you don't like this little song I'm singing, just grin and bear it. All I can say is if the shoe fits, wear it, and you must keep talking, please try to make it rhyme. Because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working.
Mother Nature's back in town.
Wow, we're cutting it close once again. That set opened with Marsha Ball, Big Shot, David Bromberg, Sharon, Lou Reed, Dirty Boulevard, Mose Allison, Your Mind is on Vacation, and of course, we closed with Coco Taylor, Mother Nature. Whoa. It's been a killer 7 years. It's going to be a great 8th year. Hope you enjoyed listening to Weird Sounds' greatest hits. As always, at this point in time, I want to thank Scoutmaster Mike Robb for giving me the stage and the electricity. Oh. Man, Mike, I love you dearly, pal. We'll be back next week, same batshit time, same batshit channel. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about Muhammad Ali. Not this week, though. Not this week. I'm still assimilating it. Wrote a column for Comic Mix. It'll be on Wednesday. www.comicmix.com. If you want to write to me, request something, or give me a piece of your mind, you can tweet me at Mike Gold. Go figure. This is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mind. Yeah, and this is GetThePointRadio.com. And Alice, take us home.
Our heroes rode painfully into the sunset and toward their next hair-raising adventure. Be sure to be with us next time for further adventures of
Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mind.
This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
You bet my sweet ass.
Get the Point Radio.